Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, March 24th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, right after the Mac Studio hit stores last week, we saw some teardowns showing everything inside the machine. It quickly became clear that the Mac Studio has free storage slots inside, with some people even suggesting that the storage could be upgradable or replaceable after purchase. This week, the folks at iFixit have been able to confirm that although the Mac Studio's internal storage is replaceable, it is not upgradable. Similar to the Mac Pro, the Mac Studio features two SSD ports that are relatively accessible inside the design. But unfortunately, this doesn't mean that users can buy a Mac Studio in a specific storage configuration and then add a new SSD with more storage inside. As tested by iFixit, the Mac Studio doesn't recognize different combinations of SSD than the one it was shipped with from the factory. iFixit tried to combine multiple SSDs inside the Mac Studio, and the machine didn't recognize any of them. Even when using a single SSD with a different capacity than the original, Mac Studio also refused to recognize that. But there is one thing that does work, and that is to replace the internal SSD with another of the same capacity. In this case, Apple's Configurator application will let you install macOS on that SSD, and the Mac Studio will work just fine once that process is completed. It's unclear why Apple has opted for removable SSDs if they can't be easily replaced, but this could be related to Apple's new self-repair program, which will provide parts for consumers who want to take on tasks like replacements themselves. So this way, if the user has any problems with the SSD in their Mac Studio, they could replace it with a new one that's purchased through Apple's self-repair program. The teardown also shows that the Mac Studio, just like other Macs, has proprietary screws that are hidden everywhere, which makes these repairs more difficult. The cooling system with two fans is the biggest on any Mac except for the Mac Pro, and as we've seen with other Apple Silicon Macs, components like the unified memory are built directly into the system on a chip. And in addition to the Mac Studio, iFixit also showed a preview of what's inside the studio display, with a built-in camera that's basically the same as we've seen in the iPhone and iPad, but unfortunately taking apart the studio display was no easy task. iFixit gave the Mac Studio a disassembly score of 6 out of 10, claiming that Apple's new computer isn't quite ready for the pros who want something that's modular and user-upgradable. You can find the full teardown and video at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, last year Instagram announced that it was working on a new chronological feed option for users. The company has now officially made good on that promise, announcing that users have two new options for sorting their Instagram feed in chronological order. These new options serve as additional choices alongside the standard algorithmic feed. The first option is called Favorites, and it allows you to choose up to 50 accounts and to see the posts from those accounts in a dedicated chronological feed. Luckily, this isn't the only new option available to Instagram users. If you want to sort your entire feed in chronological order, there's also now an option for that, referred to as your following feed. This following feed will show the posts of everyone you follow in chronological order, directly in the primary tab of the Instagram for iOS application. While it's nice to have these new following and favorites options in the Instagram for iOS app, there is one major limitation. That limitation is that every time you open the Instagram for iOS application, it will default to the algorithmic home feed, instead of remembering whatever feed you were looking at before you closed the app the last time. This means you'll have to manually switch to following or favorites every time you open Instagram for iOS. In a statement, an Instagram spokesperson explained that this is because people have better experiences on Instagram with this ranked feed, so defaulting people into a chronological feed would impact the experience of most of those users. But even with these limitations, it's nice to finally have chronological sorting options in Instagram, and the new options are rolling out today, and they can be found by tapping on the Instagram logo in the upper left-hand corner of the application. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has details on the latest Apple deals to get you ready for Friday and the rest of your weekend.
All of today's best Apple-friendly deals are now for the taking and headlined as Amazon is making it a bit easier to decide between the new iPad Air 5 and Apple's higher-end counterparts by taking up to $149 off the latest M1 iPad Pro. Headlining is the 12.9-inch 128-gig Wi-Fi model at $950, down from its usual $1,099 price tag. This is $49 below our previous mention, a new all-time low, and the full $149 in savings. Apple's latest iPad Pro provides the most compelling experience yet from iPadOS with a long list of notable features, headlined by the Liquid Retina XDR display with 1600 nits of peak brightness and a ProMotion 120Hz refresh rate. That's, of course, alongside an M1 chip to power the experience, which is backed by Thunderbolt connectivity, Wi-Fi 6, Apple Pencil support, and Face ID. So if Apple's newer and less capable iPadOS device won't cut it for your needs, today's price cuts make it a little more affordable to step up to the Pro side of the lineup. Joining ongoing Apple Studio price cuts, Amazon is now rolling out some companion 12 South workstation accessory discounts. Leading the way, we have the 12 South Curve Riser monitor stand at $65. Normally fetching $80, this is nearly 20% off and the best price of the year. Whether you just picked up one of Apple's new entry-level workstation displays or the standalone M1 iMac, both devices lack height-adjusting features out of the box unless you happen to splurge for the higher-end studio display. Curve Riser helps adjust that by elevating any display a few inches off the desk with a sleek aluminum design. There's also a built-in shelf that will help you stow away Thunderbolt hubs and other accessories for a clean setup. And last up today, eBay is launching its latest certified refurbished sale and taking an extra 15% off a selection of Apple gear, home theater upgrades, and more. Our top picks this time around are all four unlocked iPhone 12 series handsets, headlined by the iPhone 12 Pro 128GB at $794. Down from its original $999 price tag, today's offer is one of the first discounts of the year at $205 off, as well as a new all-time low at $146 under our previous fall mention. This may be a previous generation handset from Apple, but iPhone 12 Pro still delivers a refreshed design that harks back to the iPhone 4 series devices thanks to a squared-off form factor. Everything is centered around its 6.1-inch Super Retina XDR display, which is powered by the A14 Bionic processor and backed by 128 gigs of onboard storage. Regardless of which colorway you choose from, there's ceramic shield glass on the back for some added durability, which completes the package alongside Face ID and a rear 3-sensor camera array. You'll find all of today's other best deals over at 9to5toys.com.
That wraps up another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. We'll be off tomorrow, but back on Monday for another week of Apple news. In the meantime, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it's very helpful to us if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can find all of the latest Apple news 24/7 on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.